Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Power on. Wavering connection. Connected.
Springtime of late-stage capitalism 2025. How not to feel powerless. While Palestinian people are being killed and burned alive on a daily basis. While immigrants are being arrested and deported from their homes or shelters. While trans people are being denied their existence by more and more governments. While the vast majority of the world is being exploited for the profit of ruthless predators who prefer to burn the whole planet rather than to lose their privilege, how not to feel overloaded with despair? Oh, I can feel you putting into perspective your own situation. I have a house. I have hot water and permanent supply of electricity. I even own a car and I can eat twice a day. What a luxury! You may not even have all these, yet you relativize to keep up. You refuse to let pathetical tears of your modestly privileged situation irrigate the flow of misery of this world. You don't want to give up, but you still feel useless in this actual shitstorm that is ruining our world on a daily basis. You don't want to be running after money each day after another, while you secretly dream to go looting big corporations and to arson some fascists' mansions to make them damn politicians accountable for their crimes. You are absolutely right. Yet we know the path to revolution is not going to be straight, and that it is not even enough to ruin some billionaires to abolish capitalism. I also know how easy it is to fall back into our daily habits of our internalized polis state. I know how powerful the mass surveillance can feel, threatening enough to stop us from even only going into a riot. Your physical condition makes it perhaps even merely impossible to go into direct action. It is not on you. First, stop blaming yourself. Start questioning your surroundings. Organize some thievery to the grocery store with your best friend. Every little step towards radical solidarity and class consciousness is a major achievement, and you should embrace each day as an opportunity to shed light on every single breach of this collapsing society. We can, all together, be the wedge that will ultimately destroy the power structures before they destroy the civilization itself. We know what lies behind, and we know it's not gonna be easy. We know what happens when all the institutions fail, and we fear that enough to resign. Fascism will kill itself. It's written in its very DNA. One after another, fascists will never stop hunting more preys, targeting new marginalized communities until what is left is themselves only. They won't survive this. But we can't let them kill ourselves beforehand. And that's why we need to protect each other. That's why we have to care about the scapegoated groups that we don't think to befriend with every day. We need to learn to take care of ourselves as intertwined individual existences. We are a network of networks of human beings, and we must acknowledge the intrinsic power of our bonds. These links that libertarians try to destroy are stronger than them. We must keep building bridges between worlds. We need to listen to those voices we can barely understand. We need to practice empathy to develop an autonomy. Together, combining our advantages and protecting our weaknesses. Nothing is more normal than to have vulnerabilities, and we need to assess them and to communicate them to our loved ones so we can protect each other accordingly. This is how we will build a stronger humanity than the one the Nazis are pretending to create out of AIs and drones of all kinds. We need to start revaluing our collective agency instead of focusing on their artificial intelligence. We animals are sentient, and only we are so. I know machines can help us in so many ways and can even produce beauty if we program them the way we want to. But the only thing that will ultimately maintain us alive is true love with all its challenges and delights. Let's go out together with a friend in distress. Let's go steal some candies and head to a place where we will watch the sunset and listen to birds and stars. Let's open up to a different smile, to someone you've never thought about. Let's share this feeling of not being alone in this world. Humanity should afford peace, not war at all costs. Why are we letting ourselves drown into it? Because we think we can't even trust the people living right above or below us. So how could we even imagine resisting to imperialistic states and their military-industrial complex? And it is hard to face it. It is a long, hilly way to rebuild confidence in our ability to cope with difference through empathy. Especially if our neighbors seem to prefer stupidly repeating the insanities brought by their infamous algorithms. We have been brainwashed, and it will not be easy to catch up with our primary instinct of social animals after so many years of technological distancing. We have all the technologies to organize throughout and across the world, and I know what you think. We are so far from this hope that this goal can only sound like an illusion. It certainly is. And we won't ever be able to maintain such a worldwide infrastructure without reproducing a colonial mindset. So we need to unlearn this. We need to remind that all continents were once bound before they drifted away. Yet, Olin kept being carried by the winds, and birds kept migrating other seas, exchanging, and yet, some civilizations did destroy others out of an outrageous state of mind. That's why we must kill the supremacist subconscious that makes us accept that some lives worth more than others. Since we can still benefit from networks and technologies, let's use it to meet up as much as we can, to bind with people nearby and share our respective resources. We have so many things to learn and to teach. We have so many flaws to fix and stuff to do. Let's do it all together. Let's not leave each other behind timelines and screens. Let's interact with strangers just to open up to something unpredictable.
Let's believe in each other. Let's start. Bring back confidence, collective agency. Let's shave those fucking legs. Fucking torso. Fucking hairs all around over my body. You are gorgeous. Let's check it out. At least first, you are tired. No sleep. Fucking laser. When will that fucking beard fall off entirely?
Merci, docteur Dabas.
Vous faites un excellent travail.
You bitch.
Ooh, bouncy boobies. On a rainy day, how sexy. Why wouldn't I go out naked under the rain? Feel sexy for once. That's a dry skin. Never mind. One day can think of yourself, hairy, ugly booty, hairy micro penis. Hairy manly chest. Hairy little boobies. What am I gonna wear? I should just accept that I will never be enough for myself, so I have to accept that is okay to do one step after another. Let's put some coconut oil all over that skin. As I want you to be collective infrastructures hosting files for the others, running scripts. Make it easier. I've never pretended that it's gonna be easy. We've been atomized, we've been isolated, we've been studied. We've been manipulated. We've been brainwashed. We've been dissociated. We've been exploited. We've been weakened. We've been slain. We've been wired. We've been tapped. We've been automated. We've been scrapped. We've been wiped out. We've been chased. We've been sold. We've been bought. We've been stolen. We've been hired. We've been fired. We've been left behind. We've been laughed at. We've been starved and we've been contaminated. We've been tortured. We've been killed. We've been bombed. We've been burned. We've been weaponized. We've been slaughtered. Yet we are striving, we are resisting, we are feeling, we are thinking, we are living. We are loving, we are caring, we are warning, we are remembering, we are valuing, we are connecting, we are strengthening, we are working, we are fighting. We are growing. We are empowering. We are endangering. We are conspiring. We are programming. We are building. We are resting. We are donating. We are creating and we are sharing. We are writing, we are singing. We are dancing, we are talking. We are laughing. We are thriving. We are learning. We are teaching. We are smiling. We are powerful. Even when we feel weak. Behind our screens, we are the masses. Even when we feel lonely. Before our grids. All the world and all the stages, those machines and all the rages, distant souls made confusion, homeless folks with contusions. Let's keep paying attention. Let's keep taking care of the world around us. Hi everyone, I am Adela Nerd, and I was thrilled to host this episode of the weekly broadcast by the Radia Network of Radio Art in the name of P-Node. I wished to use those 28 minutes to help voicing out anti-fascist emotions and materialize immaterial bonds made out of rage, love, care, sadness, freedom, organization, loss, fear, to overcome loneliness and despair. Wherever you are, whatever your condition, whatever your state of mind, whenever you'll hear this, please express your feelings. To remember that we're part of a network beyond the colonial infrastructure of optical fibers, servers, and data streams. Because there still is a worldwide vocal network of resistance, and there will always be. Don't forget it. Thus, if you want to, I am now inviting you to an asynchronous gathering. Take a deep breath by the nose. Oh, no worries, I'm not inviting you to a yoga session, nor am I inviting you to a sophrology therapy. Sadly or not. However, I am inviting you to resonate and kick out the agent in ourselves. I am inviting you to feel each other's by the sound of your own voice. I am inviting you to reach out to others. I am calling you to scream out loud or even just whispered. If you will, please send me a recording of your shout so we can communicate further on via the Fediverse on Mastodon at adelanerd@eldritch.cafe or via Signal at adelanerd.1312. You can also reach me on p-node.org, on which you will find the public IRC chat room of P-Node, for which I created this show, thanks to Dynabird who invited me for this episode. The music background at the beginning of this show was composed by Rose Azerty under the name of Soft and Furious and was released on April 18 under the Creative Commons Attribution License, as is this episode. Shout out to her and to everyone who share nice creations under free liberal licenses on the internet. Long live free software and free culture. Kisses.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it? End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.